Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Still the sunny side right here on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria in 5FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? It's the 28th day, the month of December 2023. And if you are like me, I'm counting down to the end of 2023. In fact, to be honest, I am already in 2024. So, Happy New Year. Oh my God, I'm Denise Eniswolu. And as always, we get to have conversations right here. Today, we'll be talking about something centered around caution. Mm-hmm. But this time, throwing caution to the wind, which seems like what is common around festive seasons. Caution is actually taking care or caretaking to avoid danger or mistakes. But while we have all been in a celebratory mode, have we thrown caution to the wind, knowingly or unknowingly? The question I'm asking today, it's on all our social media platforms, by the way, on X at Nigeria Info page and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, Instagram at Nigeria Info FM _PH. What is it about the festive season that makes people throw caution to the wind? Let me start by saying that a lot of things happen during the festive season, in case you are not aware. Some of them are actually avoidable. From rape to child molestation to driving while drunk, leading to road accidents to fire outbreaks to once overprotective parents now being carefree with their children, not paying as much attention as they used to. Oh, it's Christmas, it's time to spare the rod. Oh, it's Christmas, it's time to not start asking, where are you going to? Where are you following? Who are you talking to? Why are you wearing what you're wearing? And then, of course, there is also children or teenagers falling prey to unwanted pregnancies as a result of that carefree nature. You see, we party hard, we play hard, we enjoy ourselves, and seemingly lose our senses while at it. But then again, you ask yourself, the festive season is like any other day. What makes it so special? Is there a spirit that comes with the season? Is there something in the air? Lately, we've been hearing stories of a lot of fire outbreaks. Weeks ago, there were a lot of traffic accidents. I mean, I saw one on top of Bikwere Bridge. And in my head, I'm like, where are you going to? Where were you rushing to? Like, this could clearly have been avoided. Some people have lost their lives. Avoidable. Oh! Something happened at Choba Junction. I'm privy to that story because I sort of have a connection with the victim or the disease. So there was power outage. And you clearly had no business going to touch a transformer. I mean, truth of the matter is, if anything is wrong with your transformer, the best person to call will be the PHED or the electricity distribution company in your area. No, this guy chose to go and touch the transformer. And it's now a case of gone too soon. He's gone. It seemed like a joke. People saw him the previous day. People came to his shop. They patronized him. He has customers. But that guy, as we speak, is gone. So full of life. It could have been avoided. What was it about having power on that particular day? You should have just turned on your generator. Or better still, wait. But that happened. People will travel, or people have traveled. And these, you travel to places where You know a lot of people, and then you travel to places where you do not know a lot of people. And even though you know a lot of people, I'm sure some of you all grew up at a time when you go to the village, you do not lose your home training. You still maintain decorum. You're still comporting yourself. All right? So while a lot of uncles and aunties may come, you know, there's still that consciousness. You may have been given some warnings before you all travel. Like if you misbehave in that village, what I will do to you? And you also inform your children, or they informed you of some of the people that were bad in the village, people you should not go out with, people that you should not take things from. But these days, people travel, and before you know it, where is Chukuma? Where is Chukuma? Where is Chukuma? And it'll be Christmas. You go down waka with him friends. Then friends from where? Probably just met them. And before you know it, Chukuma goes to the river to swim with these friends. And Chukuma clearly doesn't know how to swim. And Chukuma drowns. Or it's Adanne. Adanne goes to the village. And she's such a pretty girl. She went with her parents. And the parents decided to just, you know, it's Christmas. They just calm down. Excuse me. They just calm down small. And guess what? Adanne goes out. Some boy likes her. She remembers her home training. And then the boy sends one of her friends in the village. And they lure her. And before you know it, Adanne is raped. Or maybe she's not raped. She had consensual intercourse with this said person. And she doesn't say. Maybe for the rape, you find out. And then you try to bring down heaven and earth to find the culprit. When it's consensual, you probably are not aware. And then it goes back to the city with you. And months after, as we see in our regular Nonny Mood movies. And you look at it, then they say, Adanne, what's wrong with you? Say, nothing, I'm just feeling small fever. Adanne, you're pregnant. No, me, I'm not pregnant. Adanne, you're pregnant. And by the time they do the math, the pregnancy happened around that festive season. Oh, is it you who does not drink? I mean, you do not drink that much. And all of a sudden, it's a festive season. Bam, you're taking 10 bottles. You're declaring, bam, man, give everybody 2 bottles. I will pay, and they're hailing you. Chamo, chamo. And then you take, you're intoxicated, you're drunk. And then you do not drink. Or you do not drive when you are drunk. You just take the key. Somebody even volunteered to drive here. You said, no. Don't worry, my Claire. And you go and you start the ignition and it didn't do ji-ji-ji-ji-ji-ji. And you drive. Before you know, brush. And that happens. Some people survive, some others do not. Fire outbreaks. It's the dry season. And I know sometimes we had played a public service announcement about how to prevent a fire and control a fire. Thanks to Jude Omamigbe for that one. But then, you still do things that put you and those around you at risk of a fire outbreak. It's all happening in this festive season. So, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you have the answers. What is it about the festive season that makes people throw caution to the wind? The once strict father suddenly becomes kind and, okay, it's Christmas. The once careful person suddenly becomes, you are traveling. You know you are traveling. You did not turn off your gas cylinder. You did not turn off the switches to the electronics in your home. You traveled like that. And the next thing, they are calling you, Bro Mike, say, what is it? Bro Mike, fire, don't buy your house. So it's all happening. 0817-923. I need help in the studio, please. Anyone? 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002. 0002. We also have 0817-923-0003. That is 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Now, if you're unable to connect with us via the phone lines, you can always send a WhatsApp message, okay? A WhatsApp or a Telegram message, that is 0809-030-6416. Now, something happened. We somehow lost power for a while. Apologies, sincere apologies for that. And it sort of scattered everything in the studio, so we're still trying to reset a lot of things. So the call screener may not work for a while till that is rectified. So everybody call 0817-923-0009. That is the female caller line, so we're able to sort that out, please. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number, and the call number is 0817-923-0009. Again, 0817-923-0009. All right, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Yeah, can you hear me? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right, go ahead, talk to me.
Okay, I'm calling from home. I want to speak.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is that now, look at now, this is a critical period, especially this summer season. You know, what I'm saying is that it is not more than all that these are within necessity and the natural. It is any we have our neighbors, we contribute to this experience. We will be in a yard or in a compound where any is permitted, anytime you travel. To use this opportunity, accept your heart of your life, of a blessing. So, now, what you are able to say, everybody has to be very careful when you are traveling. Like, exactly, as you said, switching up electronic distance and that everything. But all is not from that aspect. Enemy still protecting. The little opportunity to see that we have a crooked environment. Anyone use it and such a blessing has. I have experienced it in my life. So that's my contribution.
So you're saying it's the enemies that are behind us throwing caution to the wind?
Yes, most of the time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like I said, while we wait for the call screener issue to be rectified, feel free to call 0817-923-0009. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. But I think this program, you are talking to me personally.
It's either you're calling me a prophetess or you're telling me I'm talking to you personally, which is which?
Do you know that this period, the normal routine I do at night, checking all the kids, if they're walking up, down, everywhere, if the kids are broke, I've not done it.
You've not done what?
Checking the kids in the night.
Okay,
I've not done that. Guess what? Was it just a few days ago when they came for the other kids now? I even sleep late. Something's on. AC on, fan everywhere. The noise, everything. I mean, when you were talking about this topic, I was kind of thinking of my own self. Even other popcorns and other stuff at night. Why? Which on a normal case, I will never accept it. Never. No matter the love, I'm not a strict kind of father, but I just set the rules. But for this one, I would have asked to come time, how, when? But guess what? Take your popcorn, go home. I just did that a few days ago. And it's even the time the enemies normally strike. Because of waiting, we don't lose guard in our local balance.
Exactly.
If that guy that came to deliver the stuff that night, if not them, how I would do? If they have parked their cars outside and this guy pretended to come in, and before you know, you, 2-3 persons know the house, what would have been the statement? Mr. Zion, we'll fix it back tonight.
All right, so the call screener is back on. I'm talking about how I can receive all the calls. So, yes, you can keep calling the 0817-923-0002 line and the 0817-923-0003 line. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. You're welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Muriel.
Hi, Muriel. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Darren. We're calling to come down and get down. Remember, I said, no, let's go to the umbrella.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said, the rain, you are following. The rain is going to be.
Is it fucking...
That rain is the force.
Is it going to go? Is that our newscaster of a somebody? I can ask you, what are we doing with rain in this hour December that we are enjoying like this?
I don't need rain. I love this opportunity so much. I love this period, honestly. Whether there's money, whether there's no money, as long as I'm seeing on my hand, this blindness, I don't know, it gives me a special joy. It makes me know so many things, so many memories. But I am talking about two questions into this game. No, that one, they distract you. Even for the children to go out, to stay with me, I know it's not good. Careful as ever. So you want to go out. Most of the time, I don't go out to shop in myself. Honestly, I don't go out. Even if I want to buy clothes for them, I try to go alone. So when it comes to throwing questions in the room, whenever the money is there, the only money question that I love. I just want to throw questions in the room, maybe it's money. But for any other thing, I'm not quite sorry.
All right. Thank you so much. Pi Flemis on Facebook says, my name is Pi Flemis. It's been a very long time away from you. Aww. Actually, I always say that I love my kind of home training. It was very tough and strong. I wouldn't say that it's the best, but it has helped me in shaping my life. It's clearly cleanliness and sheer lacks on rules that should be had on. Now, this other one is from Bakel Menegwa John, and he says, good afternoon, Sunnyside. The tradition of holidays themselves bless us with a chance. If we're very lucky to connect with those who are even very different, perhaps politically or religiously from ourselves, and give us an olive branch moment. I always have a lot of sleeping, eating, binge-watching on Netflix, a good novel, and a little bit of productive work as well. Some people decide going out partying and other unnecessary stuff, which may cost their lives and cause further injuries, which is not the reason for the festive season. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Bibi. Thank God for what we...
Thank God, you're welcome.
This is your topic. It's related to me and what happened on the 26th and 27th. Firstly, the caution, very caution to the wind, I stayed in Port Harcourt for 10 years, so I decided to leave back home. Now, to cut the long story short, I met some friends there saying, no, going back to the beginning, you go back to the beginning, you had these rules and regulations, so to me, kind of bomber, blah, blah, blah. So there was no one to guide me there. Guess what? This was 10 years ago. I started smoking. because I was in tears. And my mom, my sister, like, they were doing what they are doing. My guys are like, oh, boy, come now, let's move. Do this. Don't be talking about this kind. You know how it goes down? Now, in 26 and 27, there's something that happened. My sister, I can still talk over her. The path is being held. Now, I noticed at the junction of that mother was some young, drunk girls, they are being taken by the wife. I know in that way, it would be that. Or if they had gone with someone that related to them, at that drunk state, the brother or whoever related to them would just gently move them out of the distance. At the end of the day, or at the end of the day, everybody is back here in pregnancy, blah, 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 blah. This very question to the women is very deep.
But what is the reason behind it? Is it a spirit? Is it that someone blew something in the air? Oh, yeah. Oh, go here and start misbehaving.
It's about when you do sexist physical. It basically has to do with money and fun.
Money and fun?
Yes. Now, people that do four people with this kind of thing that you have. If the parents keep the long while and you have the slightest opportunity to accept, you will keep it with all hands.
Wow. So it's a personality thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of us can, they can easily avoid it, but most people that get caught are introverts.
Okay. So he has said it's an introvert thing. So once they just have the opportunity, brrrum, it's like a child that they say, don't go out, sit down here, don't move, stay here. The moment the child gets the opportunity to waka, the child go waka. And that was why I remembered growing up, they say, don't be too strict on your child. Sometimes allow the children, let them make their own mistakes. That is how you will learn. You know, go feel they follow these children, they waka everywhere. Or sometimes just leave them. Our parents will say, no, leave them now. So then they take the spoil finish. So is it that time you say, okay, it's Christmas? What's or you're going to enjoy yourself like your mates are enjoying themselves? I'm not joking. I put it to you, like he said, and like I said earlier, from February now, you will see it. Come, let me see your eyes. Some people will get raped. Sadly, they will go out with trusted people and then mingle with people that they are not familiar with. But they are so confident that because they are with some trusted people, nothing they happen. Some people will drink and get drunk. Even some people that know how to drive very well, all of a sudden, they will turn themselves to Fast and Furious. I don't know if they are Vin Diesel, or if they are Paul Walker, or if they are, what's this other guy's name again? Good afternoon, Didi. The throwing caution to the wind during festive period can be traced to our common statement that says, Baraya Christmas. People are being carried away by the atmosphere filled with joy. People should remember that life continues after Christmas. Stay safe. Lamb's fiddle, send that in. Nigerian food. This other one says, people might tend to throw caution during Christmas due to a combination of festive spirit, cultural traditions, and a desire for celebration. The holiday season is often associated with joy, generosity, and a sense of togetherness. This can lead individuals to indulge in festive activities, delicious foods, and gifts given without as much concern for caution. Additionally, the emphasis on creating memorable experiences during this time may overshadow certain safety or health considerations. Onye Kachuku Bossa from Port Harcourt. Okay. I see. Let's see. Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this club, Mr. Zion, briefly. Sorry, briefly.
Okay.
Do you know that it's even this period, especially on Christmas Day, growing up as children, we eat what we ought not to eat.
Oh, yes, you go and chop winch.
So look at it. This has been with us from age long. People bring food. All they do is take it to Zion mother. Make she does stop the food, bring the plate back home. Is it not true?
Yeah, yeah.
The exchange of all peace. I think we can trace it down to our culture, to our tradition, gift giving, accepting even strangers to your house. They eat, they drink. I think in those days, growing up, the child, the bottle of mineral or soft drink, three or four children will share it. I don't know if you observe that period.
Is it the one that you people will mix the different colors?
They will just put the whole cup. If you are 20 children, all your children.
They will mix the red one, the black one.
The red one, black one, white one, everything together. We come and every child does. May God protect and save us.
Amen. Amen. I say amen to that. I agree with some of your callers. For some reason, people drop their guard at festive periods end of the year. I don't know if it's excitement or lack of discernment, but during this period, things that you would normally not tolerate, your antenna would just be off, and you won't even know that something is wrong till it's already happened. Tomorrow will make it exactly 7 years since I was almost killed in an assassination plot that was maxed to look like a kidnapping gone wrong. I'm normally a very careful person. I don't drink alcohol. I don't do drugs. My angels must have been working overtime. Anonymous, send that in. Good afternoon, Didi. We should know that every action has reaction or effect. So when we lose guard or take advantage of this season, let's not blame the season but our misconduct and apologize for taking undue advantage and tarnishing the image or the reason for the season. Thank you, Michael. So we are the ones tarnishing. Never saw it in that light, you know. But it's a season of celebration. Let's party. Hey, put your hands up in the air. You go to where they will fight, they will break bottle. Somebody collapses. Everybody runs away. Still in this season. What's happening? Why does it always happen? Year in, year out, you hear stories. Okay, the other time it was fire outbreak from where? Is it Omoku? Wait, let me go back to our news bulletin. And how can you be scooping fuel? And don't come and tell me it's poverty or whatever. No. I don't like it. I'm sorry, I'm taking this personally. Poverty should make you have more sense. For me, then lose your senses, okay? So you go and you try to scoop fuel, scoop oil or whatever it is you were scooping, and it happened. Still around this festive season, you would probably have been alive if you had just stayed where you were. You had no business being there. Maybe you wanted to scoop something and sell so that you can have money to paint the town red. A new year is approaching, and it is so sad, very, very sad and disheartening that a lot of people will not make it through to the new year for things that were completely avoidable. You went to places you shouldn't have gone to. You did things you shouldn't have done. You didn't watch the children when you were supposed to watch the children. They went and mingled with people they were not supposed to mingle with. Things happened that were not supposed to happen. Do we throw ourselves out and put ourselves in arms way because we're celebrating? Nigerian, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good day, madam.
Good day to you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I've been listening to you, and I just have to add up something. This period, aside from people living recklessly, and, I feel like they are, if I put something in, also what I feel is like people, what they did this morning, they tend to spend more for the thing that the year ahead. And the thing that generally is a long thing. So they spend everything, they travel home, spend all they have, show their friends off, and then generally coming to the temple of the family for money. And you see situation where I think people will travel home, come back the following year, and they start telling people. Or because they left, living in the rest of life, going to the best of the and then you see, you know, there's a popular thing that my great people do is me. So when you look at it, from January to November, you are comparing the relationship to a dream. And the thing that you pay transport as an evening. And then you come back to January.
We need to go on the news break. Thank you so much.
I'm
maybe not encounter village people.